Yeas are 314. The nays are 117. The bill is passed.
You could watch the House floor yesterday and say, wow, this is a bill that was brokered by negotiations on both sides. It's getting bipartisan support. It's going to pass the Senate. This is a good day for American democracy.
Rachel Siegel is an economics reporter for The Post. And for the last couple of weeks, she's been on the Hill. And that's because of the debt ceiling negotiations that nearly brought the global economy to its knees. So yes, Rachel says, this could be seen as a good day for democracy. But also,
there was negotiating over the debt ceiling in the first place, which a lot of people argued should never have been the case. And this is something that is just a part of governing.
But in divided government, we of course cannot allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
This deal fails completely. And that's why these members and others will be absolutely opposed to the deal, and we will do everything in our power to stop it.
There were a lot of really sour feelings about why we were even there in the first place and what it signals about where things are in Washington.
Neither side got what they wanted, but leadership of both parties are still claiming victory.
It's amazing and really a bit of a head scratcher. For months, and especially the last couple of weeks, the two sides, the House GOP and the White House, were on such opposite ends of these negotiations. And we really only saw some members on the far right side of the GOP and some members on the progressive side of the Democratic Party saying that they couldn't support this bill.
Today, we unpack what exactly ended up in this deal. And we talk about how negotiating on the debt ceiling at all could hurt our global reputation. Now, the text is 99 pages long. I'm sure there's a lot of things in there. But Rachel, what are some of the key points out of there that stood out to you? What exactly is in this bill?
So that final 99-page bill that finally got released over the weekend includes a couple of main bullet points. First, it suspends the debt limit until 2025. That helps us get out of this immediate deadline that we were staring down on June 5th. It also does something for Democrats, which basically puts this off until after the 2024 election. So that's one key thing that both resolves the current problem and kicks things a little further down the road. Then there are other things that were more priorities for Republicans. For example, the bill cuts some IRS funding.